Chagiga Perek Beis Mishnah Hei. Nodun liyadayim lechulin. One can do netilas yadayim, which is the revius of water in a kli, pouring into his hands, when one eats chulin during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. He does not have to immerse his hand into a mikvah, and this is specifically referring to when one eats bread. The two reasons brought down why we wash netilas yadayim by bread when it comes to chulin. One, the Gemara brings in brachas, is because of nikiyus, cleanliness, and kedusha. And the second reason brought, like the Gemara says in chulin, because of srach truma, that kohanim have to wash their hands before they ate truma. Because if they're not careful, stam yadayim is shnius the truma. When it comes to tumma, the hands, when they weren't guarded properly, and one didn't know where he put his hands, so the hands become a sheni lutum, and the din of a sheni is the second level. Anything that a sheni touches becomes a shlishi. By chulin, one can eat a shlishi. There's no din of a shlishi by chulin, but by truma there is. So by a kohen, he has to wash his hands. And even though we're not kohanim, still the chomer mesakin that every person, even a Yisrael, should wash his hands even before he eats chulin. But not before he touches the bread, but only before he eats it. They weren't that machmir. Ula Meiser, and also for Meiser, this is talking about Meiser Sheni. Also, do not need to immerse your hands in a mikvah. You can just wash your hands in the Tilas Yadayim. Now, Meiser Sheni, the only difference between Meiser Sheni and Chulin is Meiser Sheni, like Taisantov says, is also including other things like peiris, not just bread, but even fruits that are Meiser Sheni. One would have to wash his hands before he eats them. Also, not before he touches them. That you're not that machmer. You can touch them. You just can't eat them without washing your hands. The chayin l'truma. However, by truma, it's a little bit different. Yes, you have to wash netilas yadayim, but the din by truma is, like Taisus Yontif points out, it's even touching truma. That a kohen, before he even touches truma, has to wash his hands. Ula kodesh. But when it comes to kachim, matbilin. You have to put your hands in a mikvah. Now, all these dinim are dinei derabanan. Because a person can only become tamim midiraisa from an avatumah and not from food. So these are all dini derabanan. So the rabbanim were more machmer and make different levels by everything. By kachim, they're more machmer and you have to put your hands in the mikvah. And this would be a yisrael, let's say he's eating a shlamim. And even, the rav explains, if it's stam yadayim, you didn't know that your hands were for sure tameh, you have to be tovel your hands before you even touch it. And if by truma, you have to make sure that you clean your hands before you even touch it, so too, all the more so, by kachim, you would have to be, in that case, tovel your hands, even before you just touch it. And finally, the most machmer, the highest level, v'lachatos, this is the water that was mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, im nitmo yadov, if your hands actually became tamei, let's say your hands touched an ochel that's tamei, or mashkin tameim, you know, liquids that are tamei, the chum were the most machmer, that you would have to actually go your whole body into the mikvah. That's why it says, nitmu yadav, nitmu gufo. If your hands became tamei, then your whole body was tamei, and you'd have to go to the mikvah. And that's only if it was nitmu yadav, if you knew your hands became tamei. But what if it was stam yadayim, where we're not sure if his hands was tamei, he wasn't guarding it properly, or whatever, there, they weren't that machmer. And the reason that we're going to now go into these different levels in dinim of tuma and tara is because we're going to lead into the halachas of the regel by the karban chagiga that we're going to soon see that na'ama aretz are considered tahar by the regel and only by the regel, only by yom tovim, but not the rest of the year. When we talk about the chumas of kodesh later.